greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, then, people, Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounts. That is the day the Lord has made. The Bible said we could and we should rejoice and be glad therein. I rejoice that you have invited me in your homes this morning. I hope that we can worship together for the next 30 minutes. Well, let's get right into our broadcast and do this beautiful song for you right here Sunday morning.
Sunday morning sunshine, bathing in the land. Sunday morning people, with their Bibles in their hand. He wonders why they pass him by, walk around him on the street, to shade the light that replaced the night. He cups his hands to see, while in the shadow of the steeple, someone's crying. Does anybody care? Can't they hear him crying? In the shadow of the steeple, someone's crying. Preachers talk about the need in the foreign land. He said, and you heard, we are the world. Let's lend a helping hand. It's getting late, pass the plate. Do the best you can. Congregation rises. Somebody says, amen. While in the shadow of the steeple, someone's crying. Does anybody care? Can't they hear him crying? In the shadow of the steeple, someone's crying. A worn-out coat he neatly folds, puts it under his head, while the shadow of the steeple rests upon his face. A choir sings, church bells ring, people gather round. They just shake their head as they walk away from the figure lying on the ground. While in the shadow of the steeple, someone's dying. Does anybody care? Don't they know he's dying? In the shadow of the steeple, someone's dying. Shadow of the steeple, souls are dying. Does anybody care? Can't they hear them crying? Don't they know they're dying? We need to listen to their crying. We need to reach out to the people there beneath the steeple. Don't let the shadow of the steeple find them dying.
Yes, we must not let the shadow of the steeple find them dying. Jesus cared at his crucifixion. He looked out over the people who was crucifying him, who had beat him with the cat of nine tails, blood pouring down from his back. and from his brow said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You know, sin doesn't understand it. I couldn't understand I was in sin. But listen, without Christ, we're all sinners. I remember I was in Summersville one time talking about the debaucheries of sin, and I was naming the sins, and I was calling by name. Well, this fine gentleman came to me after service. He said, Brother Tommy, don't make that mistake again. He said, we all have sinned, and we've come short to the glory of God. And it's not what we do causes us to be sinners. We're born a sinner. And we need to be born again by the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's what I am. I'm a blood-bought, born-again child of God. I preach the blood. I believe in the blood. And without the blood, there is no forgiveness for sin. So let's get right back into our broadcast and do this beautiful song for you. Hope you're doing well this morning and on your feet, had your breakfast, and got a cup of coffee right now, sitting back and enjoying the blessings of God. Let's join together and worship the Lord.
Of my loved one, like plenty seas, to watch and wait for spring. When Christ returns with all his power and glory, then to come to life, and dust will say, when dust shall say, on resurrection morning, the saints arise and let their voices ring. Those that remain, they'll be changed in just a moment. We'll hear the shout, the trumpet sound, and dust will sing. Since Jesus died, his death, it's lost in victory. If we're in Christ, the grave has lost its sting. You see, Christ conquered death, so he will conduct that great gigantic chorus. And when voice is raised and with a great shout of praise, then my friend dust, it will sing. When dust will sing on resurrection morning, the saints arise and let their voices ring. Those that remain, they will be changed in just a moment. A shout and a trumpet sound, and dust will sing.
Yes, you will hear a shout, and the Bible said it, the shout and the graves will burst asunder. Now, that's hard to believe, but he said, the hour that we think not, the Son of Man will come. There's a lot of problems in this old world, and you can't stick your head in the sand and say there isn't. There is a lot of problems in this country. People have turned their back upon God. And the Bible said the nation that forgets God will be cast into hell. Well, my friend, they don't realize what they're doing because sin has blinded their eyes. They can't see that they're in their sins. And when you're in your sins, you just do anything and everything. I remember in the Deuteronomic law, the people, because there was no king in the land, people did as they pleased. Well, they say today that God is dead, but my friend, I read in the Bible that he's well and alive, and I thank God that that's what I'm here to represent today. So we're going to, Martha and I are going to do this song for you right here, and I hope you enjoy this one also.
An old man was sitting there. I said, your courthouse kind of looks run down, and he said, well, it'll do for our little town. And I said, the flagpole's, well, it's kind of leaning a bit. And why, that old ragged flag that's hanging upon it. He said, have a seat. So I sat down. Is this the first time you visited our little town? I said, well, yes it is. Well, he said, I just don't like to brag, but we're awful proud of our little town, and especially that ragged old flag. You see, she got a hole in the flag when Washington took it across the Delaware. Then it got powder burns the night Francis Scott King sat watching and writing O Say Can You See. It got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenhammer and Jackson tugging at her seams. Why, she almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on anyhow. She was cut by a sword in Chancellorsville and cut bad again in Shiloh Hill. It was Robert E. Lee, Bogart and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard upon that old ragged flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole blowed in her by a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and she hung blue by the time that it was through. Why, she's been to Korea, Vietnam. She's went wherever she was sent by her Uncle Sam. Many Americans, brown, yellow, and white, all shed their blood for her stars and stripes. In her own good land, why, she's been abused. She's been burnt, dishonored, denied, and refused. And her government for which she stands has been scandalized throughout her land. Why, she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin. But oh, she's in awfully good shape for the shape she's in. You see, she's been through the fire. But I believe that she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning. We take her down every night. We don't let her touch the ground. We fold her up just right. Oh, you know, on second thought, I would like to brag. Because you see, I'm mighty proud of our little town, and especially that ragged old flag.
Yes, sir, and I'm proud of that ragged old flag. I was in the Navy. I never fought. I wasn't a gun-to-gun battle, but listen, I was in the Navy, and I was proud of that flag, and I'm proud of it today, and I'm sorry that people are not seeing it that way. I do not agree with this nation and these people who refuse to stand in reverence to the flag. I agree with Mr. Trump. I don't agree with the language he used, but I agree with him that people, if you don't love it, leave it. Get out of this country if you don't love the flag, because a lot of boys have died, and you've got sons there in the radio audience today who have given their lives for that flag and have fought for it and died for it, and we got to continue to honor them. I appreciate them. Hey, war could be right here on our land. But thank God for people who stand for that ragged old flag. I hope you're enjoying the broadcast today as much as I'm enjoying doing it for you. So let's go back and listen to a recitation. Well, you know, like so many others, I love America. But I don't love what she has become. The scripture says, blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord. And America has forgotten the godly foundation for which she was built. Yes, something is wrong with America. Our children are asked to attend public schools that in many cases resemble war zones, without any basic right of any soldier, the right to pray to the God of the heavens. Many times a wild-eyed, drug-addicted, gun-carrying teenager is allowed to stay in school while the Supreme Court decides to expel God from our classrooms. Over 30 years ago, yes, something is wrong. Television daily bombards the truth of our nation with the idea that wrong is right and that the abnormal is normal, and that sin is now acceptable. And what God has called an abomination is no more than a normal lifestyle. And it's wrong, and it's having a great effect upon our nation.
Over 30 years ago, the number one TV show was The Andy Griffin Show. But look what we have today. Yes, something is wrong when contraceptives are passed out to our children in school without even parental consent. And yet the Gideons can no longer pass out the Holy Bible on our school campuses. Yes, something is wrong when our leaders can say to your children and to mine that premarital sex is all right as long as it's safe sex. Yes, something is wrong, and I for one am ready for a change. I'm going to say to my government, I am not raising dogs in my house. I'm raising children, created in the image and the likeness of Almighty God. And I'm going to teach them about the Bible. And if the Bible says it's wrong, it's wrong. If the Bible says it's right, then it's right. The only hope that America has, that godly men and women with a great concern will stand together as one great mighty army and declare to the immoral, the impure, and the obscene, and to the proud, your days of unlimited excess to the minds of the American people are over. The armies of God has been silent too long. We are taking America back.
Amen. I say amen to that. I hope you feel the same way. We are taking America back. I don't know whoever gave it to the devil to begin with. This has been God's country. God has blessed the USA, and God is going to continue to bless the USA, those who are stood faithful with Him. But the Bible said, for God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, and that included me. You see, He looked beyond the cross. He saw my fault. He saw my need. He saw I needed a Savior. And on the sidewalk from Virginia, He came into my life and saved me, cleansed me. And I remember verse of Scripture that I remember was He said that He was faithful and just to forgive me of my sin. And He's the only way. That's the only way to heaven is through and by the blood of Jesus Christ. I wished I could, I had more time on the radio. I appreciate all my listeners. I appreciate the finances that come in. I've been on this radio since 86, and that's a long time. I hope I continue right on until the last breath is gone. It's hard because I have macular degenerate in my eyes, but listen, I can keep on preaching. Somebody said, well, you got enough in your memory to keep on preaching. Well, my memory is going bad too, but anyhow, I'm thanking God for you. I thank God that you have enough confidence in me and something to believe in to stand by me in this radio ministry. Hey, there's not too much preaching out there anymore. I mean, you hear a washed down gospel and a free tag, a commercial gospel and contemporary. I have no problem with contemporary, but it seems to leave God plumb out of the picture. But it seems like it's flooding our country. So, excuse me. I'm going to take a stand for Jesus and just let this old world keep going by. I got more to go to heaven for today than I had yesterday. Martha's already over there, and she's waiting for me. One day, we're going to meet on the other side of Jordan. I'm going to do this song for you, and I want you to enjoy it. Martha, I'm going to do this song for you.
Smile that I wear when I'm
Thinking about that song when Martha's singing that song, I wonder what's going on in heaven today. I tell you, I'd say that she's rejoicing and getting the mansion all cleaned up for us. I have four sons, and they have wives and family, and I have a new great granddaughter, and that's Megan's little boy. I'm glad for them. And then I got one down in North Carolina. I've got a lot of offsprings. I came to Hinton many years ago, and Mounces was that was an unknown name, but now it's become a popular name because I've got so many grandchildren. I've got so much family, and I'll tell you, I love them, everyone. I love them to death. I'm glad that they're doing as well as they are. Of course, you've got to continue to pray for them. They're not perfect. They're just a preacher. They know me. I remember I preached a sermon down in here a while back. Well, it's been several years back. I preached on why set we here till we die, and I said it's time that we wake up our memory. And there's decisions that we got to make, and we got to make these decisions. And my granddaughter, my son Greg's, his wife, called me and said, "Tommy, you better practice what you preach." Said, "You got a decision to make." Well, I sat down and talked to Martha about her sickness, but it didn't go far. But anyhow, I talked to her about her sickness. But listen, I miss her so much today. She was the biggest part of this ministry, but her ministry goes on. Every time I play a song, it just brings back a lot of memories, and I love playing them songs, and I hope you enjoy them also. So just kind of bear with me. I love you, and I love you. I love my ministry. I appreciate my radio ministry, and I appreciate my ministering friends, and I appreciate you who paid and prayed for this preacher. And this one says, "Is heaven is real?" And it is.
I have heard of a land, a life beyond this life we know, whose beauty and splendor and its walls and its streets are pure gold. Though my eyes cannot see, and my hands cannot touch it and feel, I plan to go there, for I know heaven is real. Yes, heaven is real. It's as real as the air. Heaven is real, the Bible says, and I believe. There's a place that's prepared for the pure and the free. And my heart thrills just to know heaven is real. Some say I can't go, and its streets and the city's not gold, and that my glorious mansion by is only a humble abode. Oh, I still want to go, for that's where my soul longs to be. For my Savior is there, and that makes it heaven for me. Yes, heaven is real. It's as real as the air I breathe. Heaven is real. Oh, the Bible says, and I believe, there's a place that's prepared for the pure and the And how my heart thrills just to know heaven is real. And oh, how my heart thrills to know heaven is real.
Yes, heaven is real. I was thinking the other day, heaven is real also. And the Bible says, in this life only we have hope, we are most men miserable. What would it be like to be in hell? It'd be absence from God is to be in hell. Just to be away from the presence of God. We're in a nation right now, and we can pray and call upon God and be saved in a moment, in a twinkling eye. But a lot of people are shunning that light, that opportunity. But listen, you need to take an opportunity right now and pray. Pray with me, Father. I pray for that sinner right now. I pray for that one who is needing you. God, there's sickness in their family, financial need. Oh, God, you said you would supply the need according to your riches and glory. And you own the cattle on 1,000 hills, Lord. And if I was starving to death, Lord, I'd tell the devil, hey, I'm fasting for the Lord. But I'll not starve, because you'll always supply the need. You're always there for me. You said I'd never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Lord, I'll be with you all the way, even unto the very end. Hey, my sick friends, I know there's people in this audience that are sick and afflicted. I went to the hospital one time, and a lady gave me $3 every month. And she said, I'm going to go ahead and pay you for next month, because I'm going home. Well, she went home and died 2 days later. But she knew that heaven was her home. She knew that she had sins had been forgiven, and she was ready for heaven. And my friend, you can know it. You can know beyond a shadow of a doubt. If God has forgiven you, you can take that and believe it, because all things are possible to them that will believe. Well, I'm getting beside of myself, but give me 1,000,000 years. I'll get over it. When I walk on the streets of gold, I used to tell Brother Ernie, he said, that's the strutless preacher that I ever know of. But listen, when I strut up the streets of gold, my friend, I meet Martha, I meet my mama, my daddy. I've got to meet a lot of people over there. I got more to go to heaven for today than I had yesterday. Well, I got to get out of here. I'm getting beside myself. But listen, I love you. I appreciate your help. I appreciate your support on the broadcast. So, 5-1, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, 2642 Matters Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. I'm praying for you. Will you pray for me? Will you lift my hands up? Hold me up, my friend. I need your prayers. May God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer. Goodbye and be good. Until next Sunday.
Claim those precious blood stains for all my sin, my sickness and my pain. When I need healing, I claim.